on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Good morning, everyone. Time to find you all the winners for racing in Victoria today. There's a couple of meetings. The first of those is at Warrnambool before racing tonight at Pakenham. Mark Hunter's done the form for the Warrnambool meeting this afternoon. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Matty.
Where do we find the winners today?
Well, we better not get too many wrong. There's only six races to choose from, so hopefully we can get a few right among the six.
Absolutely. Like I said, only the six races there at the Bull today. The first kicking off at 1:35. They're racing on a good four. The rail is true and the weather is pretty good, despite some showers in Melbourne at the moment. The first race there is over the 1,300 metres. It's for the three-year-old. It's a maiden. No scratchings here. The favourite for Mara and Eustace is the four, Billy DeLune at $2.10. The eight, I'm All Loved Up at $6.50. And the 10, Medlar, is $7. They're pretty keen on this Mara and Eustace favourite here, Mark.
Yeah, I can see why, Matty. It's trialled well. I think it wins this race. It's had a couple of jump outs. The one at Geelong there against Namibia, which is good form. It trialled really well. It should go forward, should take a spot handy, and I think make a winning debut to beat another one out of that trial here, number 10, Medlar. Ridden along to make some ground. I don't think you can match it with Billy DeLune, but certainly in the mix for the placings. I thought number 2, Our Boy Bailey, with a race experience, did nothing wrong up at Donald. And 3, Walk of Seamus, who's trialled down there recently, was ridden along, but against a pretty well-performed horse, certainly showed some ability at least to run a place. But thought the fave could get us off with a winner here, 4 to beat 10, 2 and 3.
4 ahead of 10, 2 and 3. Race number 2 at Warrnambool this afternoon is over the 1,400 metres. It's another maiden. Just take out the number 10. The favourite also for Mara and Eustace is the 9, Cilicean, at $2.80. The 8, Dr. Schultz, is $5.50. And the 2, Big Darrell, is $6. Can we expect a Mara and Eustace double to kick things off at Warrnambool, Mark?
It's my top pick. Look, it's a really moderate race, and the debut was okay running third without raving. I just think with the benefit of that run under its belt and meeting a weak field, that it does get its chance to break through for a win, to beat number 11, Notebook. Notebook comes through the best race, fourth behind Dark Alley. That's a fantastic form race. It didn't do a lot. It did have every chance, but dropping back in grade, back in distance, getting a good run from the draw, I think is competitive. Number 12, Turf Bell, racing consistently around its own area. Got a little 2 kilo claim, which will help. Then number 2, Big Darrell, beaten by a pretty fair maiden down there at Yarra Glen on the last time. Just draws wide, will press forward, and will need some early luck to get in. Not really a race I'll play in. I'll go 9, 11, 12 and 2.
9, 11, 10 and 2. Race number 3 at Warrnambool this afternoon. Like I said, there's only the six races there today, so it's the first leg of the quaddy. It's over the 23.50. No scratchings here. Your favourite is the 3, Looking Around, at $3. The 1, My Psychiatrist, is $4.80. And the 2, for Simon Wilde, Britannicus, is $5. Which way do we lean in the first leg of the quaddy, Mark?
I'm going the best value for the day here. Matty, number 7, Dan Zaduzzi, who's had a couple of runs back from a spell, was far from disgraced last time over at Narra Court. Now it's fitter. It gets a massive riding change here to Yendall. It's on its home track. It's ready to fire, and the distance will suit. So I think you'll see a much improved performance here from Dan Zaduzzi to beat number 2, the stablemate Britannicus. Britannicus will go forward, sit up on the speed, and give you its usual good sight. Number 1, My Psychiatrist. Look, it was pretty good first up at Camperdown, and then just ridden completely upside down last time and dropped out. It's down in grade. It's certainly well found in the market, but got a chance. And 3, Looking Around, who's racing consistently. It comes through that Narra Court race behind Centenary Shot. Should get a nice run from the draw, has got a chance. But I thought 7 was a good value, Hope, here. 7, 2, 1 and 3.
7, 2, 1 and 3. So Dan Zaduzzi currently $7.50. The win, $2.30. The place, best value of the day for Mark Hunter. Race number 4 at Warrnambool this afternoon is over the 1,100 metres. It's a benchmark 58. No scratchings once again. The favourite is the 6, Waheen, at $3.40. The 3, Design Rouge, is $3.50. And the 5, Russian Ronda, is $4.80. It does look a tough race, Mark.
Yeah, it is for sure. I'm with number 1, Havistar, who's had a couple of runs back from a spell. I thought it showed speed over 1,100 first up and just weakened late in the benchmark 64. Then last time, just up in trip, just got run down late over the 1,300 metres. So back to 1,100 metres now. Fully fit, 3 kilo claim on its home track. I think Havistar's got a great hope to beat number 4, Anova Bell. Got plenty of ability, this horse. It did things wrong early in its career, but starting to put them together. Big recent trial winner over at Panola. Can certainly run well fresh. Number 6, Waheen. has got a chance, got a nice gate, and 5 Russian Ronda, another one with a chance on its home track. It's a very even race. I'll be going wider in the quaddy. I'll go 1, 4, 6, and 5.
1, 4, 6, and 5. So Havistar currently $5.50 to win $1.90. The place, race number 5 at Warrnambool this afternoon, is over the 1,700 metres. It's a benchmark 58. No scratchings here. The favourite for Archie Alexander is the 4, Ramea, at $3.80. The 5, Dashing Tycoon, is $5. And the 6, Berry Dangerous, is $6. What do you like in race number 5, Mark?
Yeah, best of the day here, number 4, Ramea, for me, Matt. I think it's had the few runs back from a spell. Just a disaster last time. It just followed all the wrong horses. Finally got to the outside when the race was over and just started to wind up really nicely over the line. I think fitter, the jump to 1,700 metres, Declan Bates takes over. Ramea looks poised to strike here to beat number 9, Irish Delight, who's come good in weaker races, but it's in winning form for the stable on its home track. Has got a chance. Number 10, Major Day, getting back onto dry ground can improve. And 11, Tia Center, who just grinds away. I think Yendall will be a big plus for this horse. But keen on 4 to win, 4, 9, 10, 11.
4, 9, 10, 11. So the 4, Ramea, currently $3.80. And it's the best of the day for Mark Hunter. The final race at Warrnambool this afternoon, only the 6 races once again. So race 6 is the last on the card. Take out numbers 2 and 8. The favourite is the 7, Toff Love, at $3.70. The 3, Manhattan Arch, is $3.80, and the 1, A Moody Bay, is $4.40. How do we bring us home at Warrnambool today, Mark?
I think any luck at number 1, A Moody Bay, is the winner. It's had its last 2 in town, benchmark 70, in much, much stronger races. It's just had absolutely no luck. It should have run a clear second behind Wham last time. We've seen how good that form is. The query you've got here is gate 1. It's going to get back a little bit and just need luck in the run, but I think it brings the best form to the race. It's in good form. It's on its home track. To beat number 5, Kenny Move. I think Kenny Move gets a great run from the draw. Got that little 2 kilo claim, which will help. 6 predicated. It's in terrific, consistent form. It'll press forward from that wide gate, get a spot up the front and be hard to run down. And 7, Toff Love, who's come back from a spell in great form. It's another one in the mix. It's a good race, but I do think if one has any luck, it's the one to beat. 1, 5, 6, and 7.
1, 5, 6, and 7. Just your best value on your quaddy, please, Mark.
Best, race 5, number 4, Ramea. My value, race 3, number 7, Danza Doozy. The quaddy, we'll go wide in 3 legs. We'll go first leg, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7. Into 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 9. Into number 4, Ramea, 1 out. And come home with 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, and 12. Play of the day, all legs in the one basket. We're going to rove in race 5. A roving banker, number 4, Ramea, in Quinellas and Trifectas with numbers 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 and 11.
Only the 6 races there today, Mark, so we better go and get that money. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with his look at Warrnambool this afternoon. We'll take a little break here on RSN 927. And on the other side of it, Harry White's got all the winners at Pakenham.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Form Preview. It is time to find all those winners at Pakenham tonight, and Harry White joins us on the line to help us do exactly that. Good morning to you, Harry.
Hey, Matty, how are you?
I'm going well. I'll be going a whole lot better if you can nail the card at Pakenham tonight. What are your confidence levels heading into the meeting?
It's a nice meeting. There's a couple of very promising horses racing tonight, some that are probably going on to bigger and better things, but I think that there's plenty of winners to be had, as always, I suppose.
Beautiful. We better get into it then. They're racing on a soft 7 tonight at Pakenham. The rail is out 3 metres. They're expecting a few showers, as you would expect in Melbourne at the moment, and the penetrometer reads 6.53. Race number 1 set to get underway at 6 o'clock this evening. It's over the 1,000 metres. The favourite is the 8, Oxley Jack, at $3.90. The 9, Raglan, is $4.60. And the 12, Ciliata, is $4.80. Scratchings are numbers 1, 4, 6, 10 and 13. Difficult way to start things tonight, Pakenham has.
Yeah, look, it is. I could definitely make a case for more than 4 of these. I don't even have the favourite in my top 4 picks, but, you know, that's how tight it is. I've sided with number 9, Raglan, who's set to debut and has been really impressive in multiple jump-out wins and, most recently, a good trial in fast time when 3 lengths off first-up winner, Riddle Me That. He's nicely drawn. Dwayne Dunn aboard. Just looks set for a solid showing. Another debutante that I thought has been quite good is number 7, Our Musketeer. Shown plenty of ability, most recently winning a trial when nice to Little. He too's nicely drawn, does have the concussion plates on here. Number 11, Answer Me Hussey, has been a strong finisher in all of her jump outs and trial efforts. Did miss the kick in one of those, so be wary, but she will be strong late. Just think this trip may be a tad sharp first up. And number 3, Rip City, resumes off a couple of good jump out efforts, is ideally drawn next best, and as I said, the chances certainly do not end there. 9, 7, 11 and 3.
9, 7, 11 and 3 in what looks to be a difficult race there at Pakenham tonight. Race number 2 is over the 1,600 metres. There's no scratchings here. The favourite is the 9, mostly sunny at $1.80. It's not mostly sunny at the moment in Melbourne. The 6, New Bell, is $7.50. And the 8, Lady in the Sky, $7.50. Against all odds, Harry, can mostly sunny get the job done?
I think so, Matty. Was very good here at the track 3 weeks back on debut over 7 furlongs. Went second behind Lady Dioro. She raced on pace, really started getting warm in the latter parts of the straight and making ground. So off that, it looks as though she'll love the mile, likely races on pace again here and should prove hard to beat. And I actually know a bloke that's actually involved in this horse, so best of luck to him as well. From number 5, Miss Meland, hasn't missed a place in her latest 3 runs and was solid enough last start at Yarra Valley. Only found one better prior over the trip, and a placing on heavy going fresh reads well due to the rain affected surface that you mentioned we're racing on tonight. Number 6, New Bell, has placed in both runs this prep, both over the trip and both on soft going. She's drawn to do no work for an on pace run and should have every chance, and one at a bit of a price. Number 2, Carmelites, was improved when stepping up in trip last start to 1450, so the step up to the mile should suit, and I'd definitely be throwing that one into your exotics, but keen on the 9 ahead of 5, 6 and 2.
9 ahead of 5, 6 and 2. Race 3 at Pakenham this evening. You can take out the numbers 6, 8 and 12. It is over the 1,400 metres. It's also a maiden. The favourite is the 1, Kalesk, at $2.20. The 3, Mori Yoshinari, is $4.40. And the 5, Pegasus, is $4.80. You with the fave here, Harry?
I'm wary of the favourite, Matty, but I'm going with number 5, Pegasus, who resumed as favourite at Ararat after a lengthy spell and a change of stable. Was very strong to the line, only finding one better in Nova Way, who wasn't a quick, I think a 4-day backup that day after a luckless run prior, so it was definitely rock-hard fit. That pair gapped their opposition by 4 lengths. His jump-out prior was very impressive as well. Looks a new horse in comparison to his first preparation. Jason Meskiel, 6 on, should park right behind the speed and go bang in the straight. 5 ahead of the favourite, 1, Kaleski. He's managed to find one better in his latest 2 outings, the latter at track and trip. Blinkers go on again. He'll race on pace and will have every chance. Number 3, Mori Yoshinari, closed off soundly over the trip after being freshened and does have a weight swing here in his favour over Kaleski coming out of that same race. And from there, probably number 10, Fonzie, has been a distant place getter of both runs this prep, gets the blinkers on and might be the better of the remaining bunch. 5 ahead of 1, 3 and 10.
5 ahead of 1, 3 and 10. Race 4 this evening is over the 1,400 metres. It's a maiden for the 3-year-olds. Take out numbers 2, 5, 10 and 16. The favourite, Chris Wallace, saddles it up. The number 7, Reluctant, at $2.10. The 8, Serengeti, is $4. And the 3, Commodus, is $5.50. Will Chris Wallace get a winner tonight, Harry?
I hope so. It is a very strong maiden on paper. I just think class might prevail with number 7. I think it's Relucent.
Relucent. Sorry, I read that incorrectly, yeah.
That's all right. I was just second-guessing myself, Matty.
Never second-guess yourself, Harry.
Well, I'm not on the punt, but maybe with the pronunciation of words. Relucent resumes here for the Waller Yard. Has been rock solid in a trial effort and a recent jump out with Craig Williams aboard, who rides here. Placed over this trip twice in as many runs towards the start of last prep, finishing not far off Miami Bound on one of those occasions before working through the distances and placed 3rd in the Geelong Classic, then 4th in the Vic Derby. While this is probably just a kickoff point and a likely Guineas and Derby path, I reckon he can take this out first up. Danger looks to be number 3, Commodus. Closed off well from the back and on the rails last start. The run was full of merit considering where he was. Some more luck would see him prove competitive, and I think King Callow's aboard. Number 8, Serengeti, resumes as a new acquisition for the Denny O'Brien stable. Showed enough last prep to be in the mix. I couldn't find a jump out anywhere, so you'll have to take him on trust if you're paying him on top. And I'll throw in number 4, he's a bolter, one for wider exotics. Been closing off well in the past few races. 7, 3, 8, 4.
7, 3, 8 and 4, so Relucent on top in race number 4. The first leg of the quarter tonight set to get underway at 8 o'clock. It's a benchmark 70 over the 1,200 metres. No scratchings here. The favourite is the 3, Hint of Mint at $2. The 1, Nanika, is $4.40. And the 5, Quinton, at $7. How do we kick off the quaddie, Has?
This is where it gets a little bit crazy, Matty. Not only am I taking on the favourite, but I'm siding with the market outsider of the race, number 2, Lucky Wick. Didn't beat a runner home when fresh over the trip in similar grade of race, but was only about 3 lengths off the winner, so it was sound enough. She won second up last prep, albeit over 1,400 in what was her second start for Mitch Friedman, then won her next two starts in 64 and 70 grade respectively. All of these were on heavy going and beat Paint the Town too, so there's a good form line. Ran third over the mile in 78 grade before a sound run in 84 grade at the Valley to close off last preparation. I do concede there's a query remaining at this trip, but she seems to grow a leg on soft and heavy going, and sometimes you just have to have a go. Number 3, Hint of Mint, is the obvious danger. Forgive and forget last start, got trapped wide, went back and was still wide anyway. Drops 3.5 kilos from that run and won at track and trip when second up last prep. Number 1, Nanika, will race up front and give her all, though there is more depth here to that of last start when she won. And I thought number 6, Angel Lass, was a strong finisher fresh, but only sound thereafter at Flemington last start. If you can forgive that, then that horse is in the mix as well. 2, the value, ahead of 3, 1 and 6.
2 ahead of 3, 1 and 6. Harry, this is your moment tonight. Lucky Wick, the 2, it's currently $14. It's the longest shot in the market, and you're taking on the even money favourite. I love this from you. This is your moment tonight.
Yeah, well, I hope so. It's a field of 7, so you can't really back each way. But, I mean, would you rather have a crack at something at $14 that should run well, may very well win, or take a $2 favourite and get a little collect? I don't know. I'm just having a go here. So, that's what it's all about.
I love your thinking, and I'll love it a whole lot more if it can salute at $14, mate. That's for sure.
That's right.
Race number 6 tonight at Pakenham is over the 1,600 metres. It's a Class 1 handicap. Take out the number 8. The favourite for Mick Kent is the 2, Royal Crown, at $3.20. The 1, Don't Doubt Dory, is $3.80. And the 7, Sealed, is $4. Have you got a long shot for me here, Harry, or are you playing it safe?
No long shot. It's a pretty even race here, I think. Those 4 of the market are all pretty tight. I've sided with number 1, Don't Doubt Dory, who was scratched yesterday at Stawell in preference to this race, and he looks like he can measure up. Was a good winner on debut at Yarra Valley on heavy going before a solid yet forgive run over 1,700 metres when racing wide throughout a tiny field. Carlene Heffel sticks on with the claim. Back a shade in trip, I think he can atone for last start. One ahead of 2, Royal Crown, who was strong last to first winner when fresh. No knock on him, he can go on with it. Number 3, Call My Agent, has been freshened after winning at Geelong over slightly further on soft going. He was good prior on debut and third. Again, no real knock, it's just an even race. And number 7, Sealed, is third up now and up to a suitable trip, one which she ran third to Fidelia over. So, look, I wouldn't talk you out of backing any of those, but I've got the 1 ahead of 2, 3 and 7.
1 ahead of 2, 3 and 7. Race 7 tonight at Pakenham is a benchmark 64. It's over the 1,400 metres. Scratchings are numbers 1, 3, 5, 9 and 10. EJ's got the favourite here. His stable is Flying. The 2, Necessary, is $2.40. The 6, Kiss and Cry, is $3.50. And the 11, King Tycoon, is $4.60. Will EJ jag a winner in race 7, Harry?
I hope so. He's a top bloke, Matty. The field's decimated by scratchings. I was keen on Necessary regardless, so that horse, she goes on top. Wasn't beaten far in third last start in stronger grade over the mile after a good win over the trip in similar grade 2 back. Second place getter out of that's been a subsequent winner. Carlene Heffel jumps back aboard, so hopefully if she gets up on Don't Doubt Dory, there's a double for her. With the claim to keep her somewhat relative at the weights, and she should be powering home late. Thought the danger was probably number 6, Kiss and Cry, resumes. Trialled up soundly leading into this. Straight to this trip fresh this time around will suit, as she's best between 1,400 and the mile. Good thing about her is she's well proven on rain-affected tracks. Number 11, King Tycoon, only found one better at track and trip when fresh after a long layoff. Strips fitter and can figure in the finish again with Mick D remaining aboard. And of the remainders, I thought Bailey's was probably the next best, but I'll probably be leaving out of my quarter just to kick that percentage up a little bit. 2, 6, 11 and 7.
2, 6, 11 and 7. The final race at Pakenham tonight is a benchmark 64. It's over the 1,200 metres. Sharpen those pencils because the scratchings are numbers 3, 5, 8, 10, 11, 12, 15 and 16. The favourite is the 9, Pereira, at $2.90. The 2, In Denial, is $3.40. And the 4, Rock Tycoon, is $5. Bring us home at Pakenham tonight, Harry.
Look, I'm with In Denial. It was a very hard watch if you were on last start, back and strung up only to flash home late for a very, very tight, tight second. Oh, what could have been. He did win prior at Track and Trip on heavy going and is just in great form. I think he can definitely atone for last start. Danger, obviously, the other one in the market. Pereira was arguably unlucky last start, was a strong closer at Track and Trip prior when fresh on heavy going. He's in the mix. One at monster odds that I'm going to chuck in the quarter, number 7, Tax Free. Jumped out quite well. I think it was like $80 before scratchings. I don't know, but throw it in there. Just, you never know. And number 4, Rock Tycoon. Led them up fresh. Probably does the same here and looks next best. 2-9, 7-4.
2-9, 7-4 in the last at Pakenham tonight. All right, mate, narrow it down for me. Where do we find the winners tonight?
Best, I think that class will prevail in race 4, number 7, Relucent. Obviously not the grand final, but just has the class to take that out along the way. Value, as I mentioned, in that race 5, number 2, Lucky Wick. Let's just have a go. Cordy, I'll trim up the first leg, just having Lucky Wick number 2 and Hint of Mint the favourite number 3 only. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, and 7. Third leg, 2, 6, and 11. And last leg, 2, 4, and 7. My play of the day, it has worked for me in the past, the Dwayne Dunn double. Race 1, number 9, into race 2, number 9.
Beautiful, mate. As always, good luck tonight. Hey, have you got a tip in the diamond, by the way?
Look, I was having a look last night. Look, Hanseatic's going to be obviously pretty hard to beat, but that barrier's of some concern. Maybe Rathlin is the smoky.
Yeah, don't mind your thinking. Don't mind it. Looking forward to Saturday. Good luck tonight, Haz.